Shabbos morning. And the first words out of his mouth when we sat down to the Suda were, "It's good to be back with Avraham Avinu." And I think about that every Parshas Lech Lecha when we enter again the delicious, unbelievable weeks of learning about the Avos HaKadoshim. And we have to know that when we learn about the Avos, we're learning about ourselves. Because that's the blood coursing through our veins. That's the Kaychais that we have. It's Avram, it's Yitzchak, it's Yaakov. I want to discuss a Yisoy that directly relates to how we think about ourselves. And I'm going to begin with the Pasuk that before Parshas Lech Lecha. The Pasuk says that Terach lived 205 years. Vayomos Terach b'Charon, and Terach died in Charon. So Parshas Noach begins that Terach died, and Parshas Lech Lecha begins with Avram's journey to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi is fascinating. Rashi says, you want to hold that up for a second? Rashi says that it's a little bit strange that it says that Terach died here. Let's make a cheshbon. Okay? Avraham Avinu was born when Terach was 70 years old. How old was Avraham Avinu when he went to Eretz Yisrael? Who said 70? What? Did something make you say 70? Okay, well, let's get back to that. Does anybody know what the Pasuk says, how old he was? 75. The Pasuk says that he was 75. It's interesting that you say 70. If you ask me afterwards, I'll tell you why it's interesting. It's also not a wrong answer. But the Pasuk says that he was 75. If he was 75 when he left Charan, how old was Terach? 145. How old was Terach when he died? 205. Terach had a good 60 years left. So why does it say Vayomos Terach b'Charon? Says Rashi that we didn't want it to look like the tzaddik abandoned his father and disappeared. So therefore the Torah makes it clear that the era of Terach was over. Vayomos Terach b'Charon. We're done with the era of Terach. A new beginning, Gershon is Gayer Kikotin Shanoila Dami, Avraham Avinu is Tchila Legerim, a new era, Avraham Avinu leaves Charon to go to Eretz Yisrael. And then Rashi says, also, Rishayim, even when they're alive, are called dead. Rishayim, it's good we're learning this now, because those of you that like to learn Chumash with Rashi, sometimes you don't get to the last Rashi in the Parsha. This is the last Rashi in Parsha's Nayach. Rishayim, Afilu b'chayeyem kruyim meisim. Even while they're alive, they're considered dead. Now this is very interesting, because when I first read this Rashi, it bothered me. Rashi, if you're justifying saying that Terach died, even though he didn't really die, but saying it out of order, and you're doing that because you want it not to look like Avram was being disrespectful to his father, then why do you have to say that Rishayim, when they're alive, are considered dead? And if the reason is that Rishayim, because when they're alive, they're considered dead, then why did you say the first reason? And anyway, if Rishayim, when they're alive, they're considered dead, so why don't we just say that Terach was dead right when he was born? What made him dead now? Do you agree with those questions? We have to pull apart a Rashi when we learn it. Don't let Rashi get away with things. Okay? So I want to explain to you a Mahalach in the Rashi that I believe is true and very, very powerful. Reb Tzadik explains in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayomer Hashem el Avram, Hashem says to Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha, go for yourself. This is for your tayelas. This is for your good. Now usually when we learn this, L'hana'oscha l'toivoscha, we assume it means the trip to Eretz Yisrael is good. But Reb Tzadik puts in a little bit of a nuance there. He says, Lech lecha, go for yourself, May Artzicha from your land, Mimoiladticha from your birthplace, Umibeis Avicha and from your father's house. And Reb Tzadik reads it, go for yourself, May Artzicha, Mimoiladticha, Umibeis Avicha. In other words, it's good for you that you're coming from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's house. What does that mean? What that means is, you know, the Mefarshim ask that L'chayra, it's out of order. If you had to say, these are three categories, your land, your birthplace, I guess, which means maybe your city or neighborhood that you were born in, and your father's house. It should go the other way. Leave your father's house, leave your neighborhood, leave your land. Why does it go backwards? Why does it leave your land, leave your neighborhood, leave your father's house? If I left my land, I for sure left my father's house, right? No, the pshat is that the leaving my land, leaving my birthplace, leaving my father's house are not just physical leaving. That's easy to do. What's difficult is for a person to be brought up in a challenging environment and for him to then leave that. That's challenging. So the easiest part, the first thing in the list, is to leave the culture of your country. That's not as personal. But then there's another madrega to get even more personal. Leave your birthplace. And then there's the hardest part of all. Leave your family. Because that has the greatest impact on me. And Reb Tzadik says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avram Avinu, you might say to yourself, as Rabbi say, so many of us say to ourselves, that how unfortunate it is that you were brought up in a land of Avdei Avodah Zarah. How terribly compromised and crippled I am that I was brought up in this birthplace of terrible people. How unbelievably limited I am that I was brought up in this home that so much limits me. Hashem says, no, lech lecha me'artzecha, mimoilatecha, umibeis avicha. That's what makes you Avram Avinu. The kayach that you extricated yourself from your land, and that you extricated yourself from your birthplace, and that you extricated yourself from your father's house, that's what makes you Avram Avinu. That's what's so glorious about you. That's not an unfortunate hindrance to you becoming Avram Avinu. That's how you became Avram Avinu. Because of the challenges, because of the difficulties, and because you had to learn how to struggle through those difficulties until you found Hashem, until you found Emunah, you had to struggle through it. That's how you became Avram Avinu. So it's lecha, it's for you that you had to struggle through Artzecha. It's for you that you had to struggle through Mayladzecha. And it's for you that you had to struggle through Beis Avicha. You know, for us, Baruch Hashem, we have wonderful families and wonderful neighborhoods. Okay, our land, we could have a conversation about. But the truth is that so many of us, myself included, struggle with the sense that had only my life been, if only I had been brought up in a little bit more of a healthier or tyradic or easy or less pressured or less anxious or less, you know, or more wholesome environment, it would have been so much easier for me to be successful as a Yid. If only I wouldn't have had to deal with the stresses that I have to deal with, or the conflict that I have to deal with, or the childhood memories that I have to deal with, or the traumas that I have to deal with. If only I didn't have to deal with those things, then, boy, would I be someone. And we're making a mistake. Moshe l'mahadavar daimet is someone who goes to the gym and says that tells his personal trainer that he wants to start building up his body. And the personal trainer says, here, I'm going to give you this bar. I'm going to put weights on each side. And I want you to lift the weights 10 times. And he struggles to lift it. He's struggling. Finally, he turns to his personal trainer and says, you want me to lift this 10 times? He said, yeah, I have a great idea. Take off the weights on the two sides, and you'll see how easily I can lift it 10 times. Obviously, that would lose the whole point. There's no point. There's no growth if there's no weights on both sides. The weights are our artzacha, our meilatacha, our mibeis avicha. The things that we go through, the experiences that we have, the challenges that we face, that's our kor habarzel, that's what makes us who we are. That's how we develop the sensitivities that we have, the empathy that we have, the joy when we finally reach those points of aliyah. This sense of accomplishment comes from the fact that there's challenges in our background. Just like our Zayda, Avraham Avinu. Hashem says, Lech lecha me'artzecha. It's for you, it's lecha me'artzecha. It's good for you that you had to leave your land, that you had to leave your birthplace, that you had to leave your father's house. Rashi is telling us something amazing. Rashi is telling us that Terach really is not a non-factor. He's a Rasha. Rishayim afilu b'chayayim kriyim meisim. Rishayim, even when they're alive, they're considered dead. Except this Rasha was not considered dead. You know why? Because he was creating the Beis Avicha that Avraham Avinu was going to be born from. Thanks to Terach's very challenging fatherhood, we have an Avraham Avinu today. Thanks to the complicated Terach, we have who's willing to throw his son into a Kivshan Ha'esh. We have, thanks to this psychologically compromised Terach, we have an Avraham Avinu. We have an Avraham Avinu because of Terach. So until Avraham left, Terach's life had meaning because it created the makom from which Avraham would be born. But as soon as Avraham leaves, Rishayim afilu b'chayayim kriyim meisim, there's no longer a reason to carry on this facade as if Terach is alive, because he ceases to have purpose. So even though he did live out his life after that, Rashi is saying, the Torah is telling an emes. Rashi wants to say, the Torah doesn't do a PR trick. The Torah doesn't do a PR trick. A PR trick would be that really Terach died later, but I don't want it to look bad. Did that bother you when I read you that, Rashi? Like, I don't want it to look bad on Avraham Avinu, so I'll just... It's an easy thing. You know, we just passed the presidential election. If I don't like something, I will just change the facts. I will just present things differently. That's what we do, right? The actual reality is not what's really important. So since I don't want Avraham Avinu to look like he left his father, I will just say his father died before he left. That's not what this Torah is about. This Torah is about dealing with the emes, and if Avraham Avinu left home, we have to deal with that if he left his father behind. No, Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is putting both Perushim together because Rashi is saying it was the time for Avraham Avinu to leave because Terach is not a person with whom Avraham should be living. Rishayim afilu b'chayayim kriyim meisim. When it became time for Avraham to leave, it's appropriate to say that Terach died because it's the end of the productive life of Terach. And therefore it is appropriate and true to say that Terach died then, because it was from the moment that the great Avraham Avinu walked out the front door of Terach's house, Terach's life ceased to have meaning. And therefore, it wasn't the lack of kibud av ha'em, because Avinu was facing his destiny, and he was leaving behind someone who Chazal say is kriya meisim. But the lesson for us, Rabbi say, the lesson for us is to stop looking at our challenges as excuses, and to stop looking at our challenges as reasons that we're not growing, and to stop looking at our challenges as something that we resent and regret, and to take on the challenges that we have, the background that we have, maybe the averas that we may have done, the mistakes that we may have made, the financial restraints that we may have depending on what family we come from, and all of that to consider to be part of the ingredients that HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw together in order to create the person that we are and the person that we can be. I'll tell you personally, without going into that much detail, that I had some very, very difficult times as a child and growing up. And I still continue to, unfortunately, because of my family and because of different things, unfortunately continue to have difficulties. And the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that my life should go is that I spend a lot of time listening to other people's difficulties. And a good part of my life is spent listening to other people's difficulties. And it occurs to me very often that whatever tiny speck of good I'm bringing into this world would be irrelevant had I not gone through all the difficulties that I went through. And had I not had the frustrations, had I not had the pain, had I not had the fear, there was a lot of fear, had I not had the disappointment, the crushing disappointments, I would not be able to sit with a couple the other night. I sat with a Chassidish couple for 3 hours and I told them this. I told them, had I not gone through difficult things, I would not be sitting here right now. And I think that's true in many ways for all of us, not whether you end up spending time with people that are in pain, or maybe that's not your thing, but you end up being a loyal servant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you engage in Talmud Torah, even if the beginnings were difficult, or you have hope for yourself, even if in earlier times you disappointed yourself. But that's our job. Lech lecha, go for yourself. It's for you. Me artzecha, your land. Me maylatecha, your birthplace. Me beis avicha, your father's house. So let's be zaycha. Let's dive in together. Let's give ourselves a bracha and a tefillah that we should be zaycha, that not only to appreciate all the milas that we have, and not only to appreciate Baruch Hashem all the wonderful people in our lives and all the wonderful experiences that pushed us forward, but also to have an appreciation and a hakara sataif to Hashem because of the difficulties. I had an experience once when I went to Eretz Yisrael. I went alone. In other words, my friends in Chayim Berlin, where I had been learning, it's not like many of you that after high school you went to Israel. After high school, I went to Beis Medrash for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. After half a year of my third year in Beis Medrash, I decided to go to Eretz Yisrael, but my friends didn't go for yet another year. I went alone because of trouble I was having at home. I decided to get out of this country. So I went alone to Eretz Yisrael, but I became, a long story, but I developed a kesher with a family, with an Israeli family. They knew no English, an Israeli family in Sanhedria, where the father was a Rosh Kollel in Chile for 3 weeks of every month. He was an Israeli guy. He was a Talmud of Reb Shlomo Zalman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, big Talmud Chacham, but for Parnassa, there was a Chashuv Kollel in Chile. He would travel to South America for like 3.5 weeks, and then he would come home for Shabbos. Then go for another 3.5 weeks, and then come home for Shabbos. While I was in Eretz Yisrael, he had a stroke. He was in Chile, and I was in Eretz Yisrael, he had a stroke. His wife, his Rebbetzin, flew to Chile. It was the first time, she was in her 60s, it was the first time in her life leaving Eretz Yisrael. She flew to Chile, he was in a kollel. He was in a coma, excuse me, and it was very, very difficult. They had to take him in a special hospital plane to get him back home. Maybe I'll share with you other parts of the story another time, but it was a very difficult time. Finally, he came out of his coma. At the time, right before he was traveling, he came out of his coma, and they traveled with him on a special plane, and they got him to Eretz Yisrael, and Reb Shlomo Zalman was nifter while he was traveling. And that was his Rebbe. And there was a whole shy if they should even tell him. But in the end, they brought him in, came out on a stretcher to be Menachem Avil by the Auerbachs before they brought him home on his way home from Chile. And slowly, slowly, slowly he recovered. And he got back all of his Torah and his personality. There were a few things left, not for now, but a few things left that he struggled with. But he got back to himself. And he made a tremendous Sudas Haida in his living room, dining room. He invited all the people that he knew. And I had the schus to be there by his Sudas Haida. And he said the following. He said, Al ma ani modeh. What am I thanking Hashem for? Al sheh HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa oti bari, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me healthy. Halo hu gam asa oti chole. He also made me sick. Like, Hashem, like, you know, thank you for making me better. You didn't have to make me sick. So he said, Mashal ma'adavar doima, to a caterpillar. It took me a while to figure out what all those words meant, but to a caterpillar that goes into a cocoon and he finds himself in jail. He used to be able to climb up trees and down trees and into the grass and meet with his friends, with his other caterpillar friends. And he finds himself wrapped in a cocoon. He can't move. He's bound. He's mamish wrapped in this cocoon. And changes are happening to him. And eventually, as you know, a caterpillar transforms into a butterfly. And the cocoon breaks open. And this caterpillar, who at some time in his life was only able to crawl, you know, on the ground, is suddenly able to fly. He says, what does the caterpillar thank Hashem for taking him out of the cocoon? He says, no. He thanks him for putting him into the cocoon. Thank you for putting me in that prison, because that's how I became a butterfly. So this Halig Yid got up by his own Suda Saida, and he said, Rabbi say, I thank Hashem for making me better, but I also thank Hashem for making me sick. Because I learned about myself, and I learned about how I'm being close to Hashem, and I learned about tefillah, and I learned about emunah, and I'm not the same person I was before I became sick. And that's the way a yid looks at difficulties in his life. We don't just thank Hashem for the yeshuas, but we thank Hashem for the difficulties as well. Lech lecha me'artzecha mimayladecha mibeisavicha. All those difficult times, they're lahana'oscho l'tayvascho, they're part of the goodness that we have.